This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. This dude has a website. Tell them all about it, man.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out. I got to update that baby. You know me. I'd be
they don't know.
I know, but I'd be falling behind. I just don't want them to see episodes and be like, you falling behind. I know it. All right. I'll get there. Check it out. JustinFullerComedy.com. Please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please. So you can tell everybody and they're notified too when all the episodes drop.
Yes, because that's important. Because you want to know when the new episodes drop. Yeah. And if you need to catch up on them, we're on 205. So you got 205 episodes if you're new to the channel to catch up to. Yeah. You can go through our journey of how we started from the very beginning all the way up to 205 episodes. And we do this weekly.
Weekly. Drop every Tuesday. Love you all. Speaking of starting from the bottom and working to the top, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
My brother.
Thank you. I won the amateur competition at the Funny Stop. Finally.
Woo!
Oh my goodness. You know what? I didn't get to do a thank you speech there.
Nope.
But I'm going to do a thank you speech right here. I worked hard.
Yes.
Thank you very much to the Funny Stop. Thank you to Pete and his family. Thanks for all the comedians that performed tonight. They all did a great job. And I'm happy. I mean,
You deserve to be.
Well, thank you. I'm just, I've never been one of those celebratory, jumping up and down and woo-ha type person. But I'm really like, I'm doing that on the inside.
Yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely.
You deserve to.
Thank you.
You deserve to, for sure.
Thank you. I'll probably cry when I get in the car.
He gonna cry when he get in the car.
Probably so.
No, man, we had a good night tonight, man. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'll tell you what.
You had a great set.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Because right before I went up, I'm like, I hope all this goes good. Because I rearranged so much.
You did, but it all fit, and it was on time. You didn't run the time.
No,
it was smooth.
Yeah.
It was smooth. You did smooth tonight.
Smooth.
Smooth.
That's how I
almost
felt.
Almost like you're preparing for a show.
Yeah, but it's going to be different there, too.
Of course it will.
Because it's expanding.
Oh,
times
yeah.
Three
time,
or four.
You know what?
Times four.
You know what? It was like tonight,
solid five.
It's a solid five, but you also, what you did differently this time, than last time.
Breathe.
You let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
You let it breathe. You got to let it breathe.
And that's why I couldn't put in a couple of my tags.
Hey, you let it breathe, yeah. And everything worked out perfectly. Yeah. Everything worked out perfect.
It felt good. Yeah, for sure.
As it should have. Because you did good.
Yeah, it was good. You, like I said, man, I like it. I like that you went early and they still were like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that was cool.
Good shit, dog.
Thank
good
you, man. Shit. Appreciate
Congratulations,
it.
Man.
Thank you.
It needs to be talk because we've had these conversations and things like that.
No. I mean, I just think, you know, I think we
competitions
both
suck. I just think it was a good night of comedy.
It was a good night of comedy, and I'm glad and I'm honored. Thank you to the Funny Stop.
Because the guys that were up there with us they were good too.
Oh yeah, you know they did a great job.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good night of comedy.
It was a good night of comedy. Good time. Absolutely. Shout out to the Funny Stop.
Yeah,
Chicago Falls.
Yeah, for
go
sure.
Go support. Go on their website.
Yeah,
that's our home club.
Home club. Right there all the time. R.I.P. Pete.
Rest in peace,
Pete. We met a lot of good people there. A lot of good people still are showing up. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Yes.
It's just like,
oh yeah.
It's like you meet these kids and they are kids. It's crazy to us.
To us old people,
yeah,
they are kids.
Old people,
even
kids.
The people that are grown, but
yeah, I mean, even yeah, you meet older people. They because they've been doing it longer too. Like you meet
some of them.
Not all. You know. But you meet them in all different stages, it's fun.
It is.
It's fun because we're all trying to do one thing and make people laugh. You know what I mean? Saying our silly stuff, our own perspectives on the world, hopefully, and just trying to make people laugh and have a good time for the evening. Because why not? You know, you go out to have a good time. Not everybody just likes a bar. It's a bar with people telling jokes. You know.
But this is a comedy club. It's dedicated to jokes.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not
like
you know, I'm going to drink my sorrows away and this guy gets on the mic.
No.
It's a comedy club. Yeah, you expect to hear comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether good or bad, you hear comedy.
Yeah. You got people trying to work it out, man. You got people trying to figure it out. And that's what it's all about.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah. So, you know, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
It felt good. I think I'm still in shock that I won.
Yeah, man. No, that's awesome. It's a good feeling. Anybody that, you know, like I said, we hate to put the term competition on it, but anybody who does win it, it's good. It's good for you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And plus, you know, everyone that was up there who got named, you know, we get a hosting spot. So everyone wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's a great
Hold on
experience.
1 second. Hey, Siri, set a timer for 20 minutes.
20 minutes starting now. When the timer ends, you can say, hey, Siri, stop.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone gets a chance to, you know, host, and so that experience is, you know, it's good. It's good to get it, you know what I mean? Because that's a whole different thing.
Yes.
It's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing.
And but it really isn't. I mean, because really, I mean, all you do is do your set, but you have to approach it that it's not about your set, if that makes sense.
Well,
because you want to go up there and be funny. You want to deliver a set. But like when you host, I think you get like 10 minutes, 7 to 10, somewhere around there.
I don't even think you do that.
Yeah, you do.
10 minutes when you host?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At a show on the weekend?
Like what I'll be doing?
Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
got plenty of time. But when you get there, I guess it's up to the, it could be up to the headliner or whatever, because I don't know how much time they do. But usually I think the host does like 7 to 10 up front, depending.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, you cover that. Times.
Like so, time.
So it's a good experience, though, because you come up, you try, you got good energy.
Thank you.
So people with good energy, it's a good spot. Like, you're a great host. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man.
Already had that conversation. Like, your energy, like, your set, everything is damn near just perfect for, like, that environment. You know what I mean?
I try.
The show, you're not ignorant to know. You know what I mean? You got good energy. It's just, I don't know.
I try. You know, I try to come in, like, you know, set the tone and good energy and tell some jokes and you know, hopefully get the crowd warmed up. Because, you know, to me, tonight we had a younger crowd and they were just, like, so chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You guys are young. Mm-hmm. be more vibrant. You know what I mean? You got the rest of your life to be some knots on the wall.
Sitting
around and, you know, you guys are young, man. Make some noise. Get pumped. Let us feel it. We need to feel it. Yeah. We got to feel that energy. Yeah.
It feels good. It feels good. Like when people are there and they're excited and energized. But, you know, when people go to show up for somebody specific, they kind of are reserved a little bit. You know what I mean? We're pulling it out, but it's still, you know, sometimes they go with the purpose of being like a little reserved.
I'm going to laugh for my dude.
For my dude, yeah.
The guy I'm here to see is who I'm going to laugh for.
So it builds up, you know, who they want to win. But, you know, people who judge, they know.
They know what it is.
Yeah, so it's just, but it's good because, you know, you bring people out. And it's all about bringing people out and having fun. You know? So I love it when people bring other people. I mean, to me, you're still there.
It's still an audience. It's still a non-comedic audience.
Exactly.
And people that are not comedians, they laugh a little differently. I wanted to.
I don't know, man. I be laughing, man.
I like it. Certain things is actually funny. I do laugh.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, there's some stuff. There's funny stuff, and I be cracking up. I'm always in a mood. If y'all can see me.
I was doing some, I don't know if you noticed, but I was trying to do a little acting.
A little acting?
Yeah, I was acting a little bit on stage, you know. Just
Doing
a little acting.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I normally do acting, but...
Yeah.
I was just trying to be locked.
You do...
Yeah, but I didn't do that tonight.
No. But you incorporate it in other stuff.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like... But that's what I'm saying. It's like crowd work. Mm. If you need to do it, you're going to do it to enhance the joke.
Yeah. I did, in addition to, you know, normally just standing there, I try to look like I'm talking to maybe one or two people or, you know, point them out and, you know. I'm just trying different things.
Oh, yeah, dude. I be forgetting sometimes there's people up here because I be trying to look like this and then I have to remember, look directly at these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, they right there. They can see you. Like, you know, some people, you know, you can lose them in the lights.
Yeah, but not these motherfuckers.
They right there.
They right there. And so I always got to remember. It's almost like a clock. I be trying to, like, gaze out so they think I'm looking in their direction. And then I got to remember to look down directly at these motherfuckers because they're just looking up at you and you're looking right over them, not even paying them no mind.
You know what? And to piggyback on that, that's very true.
Yeah.
It's something you could do. Like I said, you know, we're speaking like we're not, you know, we're 5 years in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not at all I can speak for myself. You'll ever hear me act like I know it all and I got it all.
Oh, hell no. These are things we're learning.
We're learning.
These are things we're learning to do, trying to, you know, do.
By sitting in the audience, I pretty much have an idea where people is sitting, but I've got myself scheduled. Well, I'm practicing. I'm on a routine. It's been times that I looked over in the area. I know nobody's there. And I still do that.
Yeah.
Because one day somebody's, you know, the people's going to.
You know what I don't
like? I want to get that in practice.
Yeah, because there's times where it is favorably sometimes seated in one area.
Right.
And then the comedians end up just facing
that one
them
area.
And right. Leave like from the middle.
Because we're normally sitting on opposite sides. Yeah. They don't look at us at all because we're in the cut. We over there.
In the shadows. Yeah. In the cut in the side.
They know.
I mean, we're kind of in the picture. We're not in the back. We're like in the middle.
But we're on the side. So not more times than others. There's nobody else there but us.
Yeah, that's our spot. But for sure.
But, you know, I still, what do you call it? Scan over there. I still scan over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because on the nights that, you know.
There will be. You don't want to train your head just to be, like, focused over here.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I was glad for with Demon?
Yeah, shout out to Demon.
Shout out to Demon. I'm glad he moved that stool. Because when he went out there and moved that stool, I was like, I was going to move that damn stool. Shout out to you for moving that stool.
You know, I don't do a lot of rearrange it on the stage.
No, but but you got the tree there. I mean, you move the stand, but then the stool was there.
Right.
And like, once you start going, if you're not using it, it's now it's just there and in the way. And that's instead of in the back. Like when I take the mic stand and try and put it away and then the back, so it's not like in front of you or
yeah, not right in your path, like where you walk or something like that. You know what? I think we naturally developed to move the mic stand, and then when our time is wrapping up, we'll grab the mic stand.
I'm learning to try and be more, especially with
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
This bit, you know, how I end it, it's like, it's perfect for that. Because I know exactly, once I start talking about, you know, the oil, what it's good for, I just, that's when I reach for the mic because I know what's coming. You know what I mean? It's funny because they don't know what's coming. It's almost like Chris Rock said. You know what I mean? It's like, I love it because you're like, ooh. And then it's like, and you don't even know what's coming. You know, but you have no idea. Yeah, you have no idea if that's how you're, buckle up. You know what I mean? So, and we're not that. I'm not that, but the jokes are, you know.
You're there.
I like my jokes. I think they're pretty good.
You pull
good.
Out the oohs and the ahs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And no.
Yeah. You're right.
Come on.
Yeah, so I'm on one. Yeah, I'm perfectly. I'm right where I'm at.
Like, nah. Come on, Jay.
Dude, the best is the first set I ever did, and I have it up on my original channel, but.
Check out his first set. Find it, his original set. Comment on it. Like it.
The last bit where I talk about baby wipes. It. I got the every reaction within there, like ooh, and then laughs and everything. It was good.
Yeah,
and I haven't done it more.
I mean, to be honest with you, man, you know, sometimes regardless of what we think. And what we have in our head, when you have someone that's not against you in your corner telling you, kill it. I'm just telling you, Jay. I'm just trying to tell you.
I got you.
My guy's been in the business for over 30 years. And he didn't say it was a bad joke or a rotten joke. He just said that, you know, people don't really care for those type of jokes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he was saying that to hurt you.
No, not at all.
I think he was saying it, you know, because he liked you and he wanted you to advance and go forward. So
I would,
you know, I'm not saying scrap it, but you could find ways to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
With your new voice that you have.
I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying kill it. You could change it.
No, yeah, because I love it. It's
you could change it.
It's funny regardless. And it says a lot. So it's a lot about people. It's about cleanliness. It's all, you know. I got you. Yeah, no. Well, I'll bring it out eventually. But
yeah, I mean,
these crowds aren't because it's got to be. You know, it's just you know.
No, but I don't think it was just you know that he was just
actually. Like, it probably would have worked tonight. I would have got the reactions I wanted. The Chris Rock reaction.
Because
the guys would have liked it. The girls probably wouldn't have cared for it. So it's that double. You know what I mean? It's that double.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It was pretty good balance.
It was a lot of younger people in there.
I'm just saying as far as female guy ratio.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it wasn't
just like all dudes. So a lot of, I think everything could hit because it's all in that range.
Right.
It's a good test. But the age was young.
I think that.
The age was young.
Like me personally, I like the bit personally.
Yeah, yeah, I know you do.
Because that's my joint too. I get off into disgusting things, and I can be disgusting.
Yeah. No, there's time and place.
But at the same time, I really think like now with your newfound voice and the way you're timing and you're thinking, I think you could reconstruct that and make it hit.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like anything, like we've always said, anything you've worked on. I mean, there are some maybe you need to, but no, there's a way to make something fun.
Yeah. So no, I don't think you just scrap it.
Yeah. Always just try.
Redo it.
Yeah. Take time away from it. Come back to it. You know, it's just a process, man.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it though. It's fun. Nights like this are just you coming back for the most part.
and on, you know, another note, just we did comedy yesterday and then the day before I did some comedy. And I was just trying out jokes but it was just yucky.
Time. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did some comedy at another spot. Yeah. Shout out to Aunt Morrow and Tyrone Morrow. Gaines. Yeah, it was, and you know, Tank with a C, he did his thing.
Shout out to Tank with a C.
You know, he's a friend of the show. He has a couple episodes on here. You know, he's always a professional. He's always performing, and he wants to do his best. He wants to engage with everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I didn't, but it was just like, I was just trying some new material. Just throwing things out there, see what would stick, you know. And it was just like, it wasn't my night.
But then you come back tonight.
And won the competition.
But
you know what?
So you see how that works out?
I thank you for being a fan of that one joke that I did.
Yes.
Because that seems, people seem to love that. Did you hear him singing it?
Yeah. Because it hasn't, I told you, man. It's a banger. It's like a lot of yours. You got like sayings on a lot of your jokes.
Little catchy things.
Catch phrases. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that one, dude, that's gold.
Thank you, brother.
That's gold. I told you, man. It's just you gotta craft that.
I'm gonna try to craft it. And you know what the challenge is? You know, I was debating because
I know with all the chicks.
I was debating for Friday. Like with all the law enforcement that's going to be there,
they be slapped now.
I'm like, can you imagine? Be like, yeah, I swack up. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. Time served.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a pretty good joke because we are going there, so you got to.
I was just wondering, like, how would they receive it though?
I'm sure it'd be funny.
I don't know.
It'd be funny. Yeah, I think it's fun. It's a joke. It's a good bit. It's a good bit. No time better than there. That's perfect. That's perfect, to be honest. I mean, I know you read the room, but it's a cop joke. I mean, it's actually jail joke. So that's, I mean you ain't saying you're slapping it in their face. You just like, jail time. Let's let you out.
Time served. Yeah. Motherfucker. You know I guess saying? Where I'm going, not to jail.
So it's just... You know.
I don't know. But you know what? We got this show coming up.
It's got trademark.
Oh, the trademark timestamp. People heard it. It's an original song. It's an original song.
It is an original song.
I make up songs all the time.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Barry Manilow.
Okay,
he writes the songs that makes the whole world sing. And that's what I think I'd be doing.
Yeah, you do.
I'd be trying. They don't want to sing my songs. Some of the songs they don't want to sing. I got a couple of songs. Like, remember the songs I used to sing in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
They're not gone.
No.
I just got to...
Remix.
Yeah, remix them.
Just come out new. You ain't even got... No, you just do them the same way because people like who haven't watched the older episodes, they'll just hear them now.
Yeah.
So refresh your memory.
I mean, no. But I'm just saying.
Boo. See, he doesn't want to show you.
That's I'm upsetting. Shy.
The world. You're shy to the world.
I'm shy.
Why would you be shy to the world?
But I'm shy.
Beta! That's what I'm shy.
The truth of the matter is, I'm shy.
Yeah. So am I. I ain't got help going. unless I know you.
Hey, I'm shy. I'm shy.
Unless I'm comfortable in that environment.
Even people that know me don't believe it, but you know, I'm shy.
Yeah.
I'm shy. I've been shy since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I hated birthday parties because of it.
I love
because they would have the participant
come give me some.
They have games to play like pin the tail on donkey and the bust the balloon thing, and you know, and everybody participating. And when it was my turn, I hated it because I just was so shy.
You didn't want none of it.
I didn't want to participate in none of it, and I really hated it when it was my birthday. And when I was younger, and they'll sing happy birthday to me, I hated that.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I just wanted to disappear. It was like, how old are you? I want to be like, I'm disappearing.
Bye.
Y'all can't see me. Leave me alone.
Really? And until eat like some what cake. Age?
Till now.
Till now? You do that for your birthday stuff?
No, I don't. But how I overcame my shyness is comedy.
Get out of here.
That's how I did it. If I can make a person laugh, I feel better.
Okay.
So when I'm in an environment, I'm sitting there by myself, or if I'm supposed to be mingling, or if I'm, you know, my theory is I try to, wherever I am, I try to make the best of my time.
Facts.
Give you an example. And I explained this to my nephew. We were at a soul food restaurant, and they had an entertainment room and instruments and a guy over there playing. While we were waiting on our food, we could either be bored to death, or we can go over there and ask him, can we rock out with him?
Okay.
So we rocked out with him until our food was ready. You know, you got to make the best of your time.
Wow, that's good use of time.
Yeah, I thought so too. Like, you know, like you are in control of what you're going to do with your time.
Yeah.
You know, you could sit and go in your car and be on your phone, or you could be bored waiting for your food to be ready, or you could go over there and be like, hey man, you mind if I rock out with you? And he was like, I don't care. So we went over there, and you know, my nephew was playing the bongos and drums, and he was doing his thing, and we was just killing time until our food got ready. And and when it was over, we said thank you, and I explained to my nephew what we did.
Yeah,
I said what we did was we utilized the best of our time.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You could have been bored or just waiting, or you know, we could have. I thought we had fun. Yeah. I had fun. I recorded you.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. So.
No, that's a good lesson, man, because if there's something else you can do, there's always. I say that all the time, though, man. I'm like, man, there's not enough time in the day for this guy, boy, because you got to sleep.
Yeah.
You got to eat.
You got to sleep.
You
got
to go to the bathroom. That takes up enough time. And yeah. Then, oh.
Yeah. So.
And I only sleep like 5 hours a day. So that's even.
So
that's less than most.
Basically, and you know, and that's what sleep is. Sleep is your body repairing itself, mm-hmm. and you know, giving the nutrients, and you know, directing traffic. Like, hey, he ate something. We're going to get some nutrients out of this. Whatever it is, you go here, you go there, and you're also letting your body heal. That's why we should be on a flat surface, so our skeleton can rest and reset, not like a flat, harder surface, like a firm surface.
So
you could be on your skeleton and let your body do what it needs to do. So when that's interrupted by either the bathroom or you cutting your hours short, you mess up your healing time. You know, but using the best of your time, like what I did with my humor is like, okay, I'm gonna be here. Like, for example, a perfect example is, so when Justin said he was doing comedy, I said, I would love to do that.
Yeah, he did.
So we went and we were sitting there, and they want all the comics to be there at 7:30, and the show starts at 8. And I don't know, it seems like we were there so much earlier than 7:30.
Yeah.
But we're in there, we're waiting, and it's completely silent. And nothing but comedians, mm-hmm. you know, the majority, at that time, comedians are in the room.
Yep.
Nobody's talking to nobody.
Nobody.
And I'm like, this is boring. Because in my mind, I was like, oh, shoot, a room full of comedians, we're going to be like, jokes and jokes.
Ha, ha, ha,
oh man, ha, ha. Oh, that's some bullshit, man. Yeah, jokes and jokes and jokes. But it wasn't like that at all. It was silence. And I understand that people probably could be going over their things and, you know, their material or whatever, or just, you know, you're in a room of comics and nobody's talking or communicating with each other. I said, that was bad for my chi. You know, that raised my anxiety.
Right.
So I had to change that shit, you know, so it was like, from that point forward, it was like, you know,
I think you changed a little bit.
I tried.
Like the culture, like, I mean, I don't know. I know you personally made my experience in this so much better. Well, being there,
you, and feel that way.
You break the ice, you've, you know, like Tank said, when you have somebody like that to, like, you know, go through this, navigate this thing, you know what I mean? It's so much better. And then the fact that we were cool prior too, but I mean, your ability, like you said, to just, I don't know. Well, your ability to just talk to people. You say you're shy, but you fucking, you're the one that is an icebreaker in a sense.
And that's how I work on my anxiety, because it's, yeah, like even when we were doing shows at different locations, it's like I'm mingling and, mm-hmm, talking to people. Right. I'm not necessarily telling them that I'm about to go up, but right, I'm kind of getting a read of the room, and the, you know, I would feel more comfortable.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
On stage, after I, you know, talk to people and...
Right.
You know, that's just me. And I realize it won't be like that at all times. For example, I was on a cruise.
Yeah.
And there was comedians there. And they stayed in the back. They got called. They did their thing and they went back in the back. They didn't talk to anybody. And, you know, not all of them did that, but a couple of them did. And I understand it's going to be like that. But for me, as being like a novice or, you know, new to this, mm-hmm, that was the approach that I took. You know, that's what I did for my comfort.
But you know what? It don't always have to be like that, because we're individuals. We don't have to not talk to people, unless they tell you not to talk to people.
I know, but like on the bigger shows, like when I was at the Caramel House, I didn't come out until afterwards.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, well, afterwards, but you'll come out afterwards,
right,
and talk to people.
Yeah.
They obviously, you said they didn't even do that.
What, at the Funny Stop?
No,
on the cruise, no, absolutely not. Saying. No, they,
so it's like,
I don't know if
except
that
was, for the one you said, but.
Yeah, he was different. He was like a. he was a different comic.
Yeah, okay.
The other ones, you know,
yeah,
they were good too. But that guy, he was a different comic, you know. But you know, he looked like he was fresh from, you know, like doing the clubs.
Okay.
Versus, you know, a cruise.
You're wholesome.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, because I would be like pretty much that way too, not knowing that that's maybe the way they prefer or not. I don't, right, know how they prefer. But one of the things I did learn, like, you know, if you're one of those comedians that do a lot of crowd work,
yeah,
and you talk about people and stuff like that, you got to be really considerate of that, because those people that you talked about or made fun of, you're going to be on a cruise ship with them for the next 7 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's probably why they don't come out.
But they didn't do... Except for that one comedian, he did some crowd work. Like I said, he was on some different time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, but not even that. That's like shows in general. Okay, so the cruise is one thing. You're going to be there. But shows, it's like if you talk shit about somebody, they know where you perform. Because if you're putting flyers out saying where you're going to perform, they can still come find you. You know what I mean? So you got to be cautious of who you talk to at any given time, not just on cruises.
Well,
that's why crowd work is so, like, Because it's like, where do you take it? Unless you want to use it to transition a joke, or you just try and get clickbait. You know what I mean? So it's like, the only reason to talk to somebody in my eyes is because you want to talk to them. They maybe say something out, and you want to have a banner back with them, or you know they try and heckle you that way, or you're just doing your set and you see somebody and you genuinely want to ask them a question, like, or you want to say, hey, this and that. You know what I mean? It's like, I think it's like when people do work on your crowd work, it's like, I think because I'm working on my set, and if I happen to do crowd work, I'm hoping to get back to my set.
Well, you know I think it's like
it's a good tool to have, but I think it's something you do when you're in the cup.
I see what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but I also know. Like a lot of times, like on the specials that you see, things probably do happen and they cut it out.
Yeah.
Crowd work, a couple of things do happen during the performance.
People heckle, they say stuff.
Oh, yeah. They heckle and say stuff. But, you know, I think it has to do with a lot of your personality, too. Like if you generally don't mess with people, if you generally don't communicate with people on a regular basis, your crowd work may be at the minimum. You know, it's a lot. You could be successful and not do crowd work at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do no material and nothing but crowd work. You know, that's the type of person they are. That's what they like to do. Some people think it's funny. Some people, you know.
The good thing about that is different every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's different every time. And the bad thing about that is that people grow accustomed to it, kind of, but then you alienate the people that you aren't talking to. And I know you make it a show because you're talking to people, and you know what I mean, sometimes that's the show in itself, and you know, sorry for you, you didn't get chosen or whatever, but then you got people yelling stuff out, and it just becomes like, it's like, this is not what, I mean, it's a different thing, like you said, it's a different thing, but ultimately, I think it's something you got to want to do. You know what I mean? Like, in the moment. Like, if we're doing a show and I got my time, I ain't got time to talk to you. I ain't got no time to talk to you. We could talk after the show. And if you want to, like, if you like my set, come say hi. I liked your set. It was good. Like, after this, today, someone's like, that was funny. That made great. That was perfect. Thank you. That made everything. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because it's always
good. Somebody says something like that. That didn't know me, was watching and just perfect. You know, so it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. It's just, crowd work is just, it's a tool.
I mean, it's a tool.
It's a great tool for hosting.
I think it's a great tool overall, not just for hosting.
But it's like I said, it's a tool, but it's like, either you're going to do it or you don't. I stand by, like, either you're going to talk to somebody or not. And it's not nothing you work on, I think. It's just you do it. So working on it, this can mean that. Like, okay, if you're doing an open mic, instead of doing, like, a set, you're just going up there and you're talking to people. That's working on it.
I mean, but they have different shows just dedicated to crowd work. Like, you could either participate.
Yeah, it's a crowd work show, but you can either
participate in those or not.
Yeah, but that's, like I said, that's just mean you're going up there and you're just going to talk to the crowd, basically. Okay.
It's a different thing,
but you got to want to go up there and be...
You have to want to do it. And I feel like, to me, it's definitely a muscle or a tool to work on, because it's like, if a person paid money to come see you, and especially if they're sitting up front, you know, they want to experience, hey, my favorite comedian looked at me, my favorite comedian talked to me.
Okay, I'm going to say it like this. When you're headlining a club, of course, because you got an hour. Actually, you got as much time as you want, depending on, I mean, well, not really. Second show, you can go longer or whatever. Shit, you could probably cut the goddamn feature 5 more minutes if you want, because you want to do some extra crowd work as a headliner. But as a headliner, you got 45 to an hour. Of course, those are your people. You want to come out, maybe talk with some people. Hey, how you doing? Hey, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then you get into your stuff. For sure. 100%. Because like you said, you know, if you're going to see him, oh, shit, he talked to me. That's a great thing.
You're making a memorable experience for sure.
And that could be any show that you're doing a long length of time, but that cuts out of your time. So it's like, if you don't want to, you know what I mean? It's like, but of course, if you want to, you just know you only have this amount of time anyway. So, you know, you do what you want. But headliners, for sure, they're your fans. They came to see you. Especially in intimate spots. Like theaters, I don't think there's much crowd work. They may say a couple things to the people up front, like, look at them titties. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit, but yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if it happens, it's going to happen in the moment. I know we always bring this up and go back and forth on it, and it's a fun topic because it's a tool, but I just feel it's one that has to be genuine. And then, because people go up there and like try to talk to somebody and be like, no, you're boring. So what do? You know what I mean? It's like, well, yeah, because they're just sitting there. I didn't want to talk to you. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't get people to even talk to you. And then you're up there like, okay, well, what do you like? You like cats? You know what I mean?
I mean, like I say,
to work on it just seems silly.
That's why you work on it, so you won't have those moments.
But you don't have those moments because if you don't want to fucking talk to somebody, you don't talk to them.
I mean, a good person that does good crowd work, they gonna make something happen out of whatever conversation.
Oh, I've seen it because that's what they do. That Mike Merck,
Ari Spears. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm mentioning him, unfortunately. But he's great at crowd work. Nate Jackson is great at crowd work. Matt Rife is great at crowd work.
You see his set though.
I mean, not really. What's his name? What's the other cat name?
What?
Seth or something. Seth. It's not Seth. Mustache.
Brandon?
No. I think he's in the Rogan clique.
Yeah, Schwab.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Huh?
No disrespect.
I mentioned you.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mentioned you in a good light. You do great crowd work, bro.
Does he?
Schwab?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
What clips have you seen?
Is that who I'm talking about?
Maybe not. I don't know. The UFC dude or MMA guy?
No. No.
Oh, no. Who are we talking about then?
He was in the something idiots with Charlamagne. What's his name?
Oh, Andrew Schultz. Yeah, he's funny. Completely different guy. Completely different guy.
He does great crowd work. That's the point I'm bringing up.
Yeah, but he also has a good set too.
Yeah, but he does great crowd work as well. So it's like, you know, I don't know what came first, the crowd work or the set. But
set. He's always been a comedian. He's always like,
how can you confidently say, oh yeah, it's set. It's set first.
Definitely. Well, because you got to get confidence to do crowd work.
Okay, so look. This is no shot. Shout out to JD Smile Hustler.
Shout out to JD.
He's going to be a guest on the
show.
Yeah,
he is.
He do a little bit of bits, but most of his work is crowd work.
Yeah. No, he's like host, boy. He's got host energy.
He's the hostess with the mostest, and he does great crowd work.
Yeah, he does.
He's high energy, high impact. He has a few bits, few bits that I've seen, but his strength is his crowd work.
Right.
And his energy. So it's like I said, I don't know what came first.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, 100%. And shout out to Smiley, and she would actually tell you that she feeds off the crowd.
Yeah.
So does she really have bits? She got few bits, but it's mainly crowd work.
Right. Yeah, I know. But trying to get gigs, I mean, I guess, unless you're
I think they're all steady doing shit.
I'm talking about like at like comedy clubs and, you know, headlining.
Nate Jackson does nothing but
crowd work. Well, because he has a gimmick now.
Matt Rife does majority of crowd work.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But they've also been doing comedy for well over 10 years.
So, I mean, it's
a muscle. I think Matt Rife's been at least 15 at this point now.
It's definitely a muscle.
But people find their lane. And the thing is like he would have regular shows, do crowd work, and then just started posting. So his shows became more, I think, geared in that. People go to his show now more because of that, for that.
Because that's what he does.
But that's not what he would, no, it's what started to do. Because he would do his show.
I think he was on Wildin' Out because of his crowd work.
I don't know. You have to research that one. But either way.
Call Nick.
Get him on the phone.
Call Nick Cannon.
You got the man with all the numbers.
Call Nick Cannon.
You schedule everybody.
Do it.
Do it.
Call Nick Cannon. I don't know Nick Cannon. I never met Nick Cannon. No. Shout out to Nick Cannon.
Shout out to Nick Cannon. But either way, you know, it's just, we'll agree that, you know, we understand what it is, but I don't know. I always just got my set. Tell me what time you need, how much time you need, bam.
Excuse me.
I'm doing it. 15, yeah, 20, 25, 30. I mean, I got no filler unless, maybe if I had to do it, and I would definitely have to do some probably crowd work if I had to do a headlining spot just to fill a little bit of time. But other than that, you know, I think I'd be good. It's just, and then you get the material, and then you don't need that. But like you said, unless you're a headliner, and then you're talking to your peeps, you know. I forget who was, shout out to Kate Quigley. I think she spoke to people for like 10 minutes before she started.
Shout out to Kate Quigley.
This was back in the day. It was a couple years, like 2 years, 3 years ago, something.
About 4 or 5.
What the damn, was that long, huh?
Yeah.
We seen her, you know, so.
It was right after the incident.
Oh, yeah, yes. That was a while ago, yeah. Shit.
That's right when the it rhymes with...
Not that we know her. She came and performed and we seen her, so, you know.
She performed, we hung out with her for a little bit.
Yes, we did.
We talked to her, we had conversations, we took a picture with her.
Yep.
But there was an incident... And it rhymes with Geritol. To me, that was my first introduction to Geritol. You know, I didn't know what Geritol was at all.
Until?
That incident.
Really?
With Kate Quigley. I didn't know that they were mixing Geritol into the rugs. Did you?
What? No.
I didn't either.
I know. Me neither. That's a great word.
Yeah, but, you know, she was in a situation with...
I mean, it's a little the same.
Was it two comedians?
I got you. Yeah. Yeah, two
and other. They
did not.
They are unalive now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had, you know, they had some Geritol into their sugar cane. And that was funny. That was the cause of the unalive.
Yeah, yeah. She overdid it. She overdid it on the sugar cane, but she's okay.
She's okay. Everybody had Geritol into the sugar cane.
Yeah, and
she was the one that survived.
She just overdid it.
Two other people did not survive. No. They were unalive.
Yeah, they brought her back.
They did? They had to bring her back?
I believe so.
Wow.
I think she overdid it.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure to meet her. She was, you know what, to be honest with you, she was nice. She was kind.
She was
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't funny acting.
Nope.
Shout out to Kate Quigley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just saying, she did talk like to everybody for like 10 minutes prior, and she's like, okay, let me tell some jokes. You know, because she was just sitting there talking to everybody, and it's, you know how the club is. It's a little intimate, you know, so you can do that.
And she did not bring up the incident.
No.
It was too new.
Yeah. No, her jokes were good enough. You know, I mean, I thought she was thought she was good.
Who is she on the podcast with? Joey Diaz?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Joey Diaz. Shout out to Joey Diaz. He don't, well, he might.
I don't know.
Yeah, him and Lee Syatt. Lee used to be his producer, and so it would be like one of, like, with Lex and Timbuktu. Like, he would talk back every once in a while.
Okay.
And then he just became like, now he's like the co-host, and they have a different producer.
Wow.
And they have their own different, like, podcast now. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's funny, because I guess Joey, he was in L.A. They were both in L.A., and then Joey moved to Jersey. I think Lee ended up back.
Was he from Jersey?
He's from New York. He ended up moving to Jersey. I think he didn't want to be in New York. He wanted to just be over the bridge so he could go to the city if he needed to for work or whatever, but not raise his daughter up in that, you know, in the city. So I think he was, where was he from? I don't know if he was from Staten Island or not even. I can't remember. Bronx. No, he was in the city somewhere. But yeah, so he ended up moving there. So it was just like, it was like right, you know, 2020, all that stuff. So, you know, everyone left L.A. That whole, you know, that's when Rogan went to Texas. And
during the robot?
Yeah. So, yeah, so he was doing his own podcast there for a while, and Lee was doing some other. He'd be on as a guest because, you know, they had to stop, because they had the Church of What's Happening.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
what that was another podcast.
That was theirs, where he was the producer of it, where Lee was the producer of it.
Okay.
And you know, and Joey would have guests on, and that's where I seen Kate on that one.
Oh, okay.
Church
of What's Happening.
Yeah,
that's where you saw Kate quit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then now he has his own. Well, not then he had. Then he moved to Jersey. He had his own. Lee would be a guest every once in a while. He had a different producer because Lee didn't live here, and now. I don't know if Lee moved, because every once in a while I think I see them together.
Mm.
But now they have their own now, and they got somebody producing that one. So that's cool.
Nice.
And Lee didn't used to do comedy. Now he's doing comedy.
Get out.
Which is cool. Wow. I mean, he's been doing it for like 7 years now or whatever the case.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, if he wasn't doing comedy back in the Church of What's Happening, if that was 2020, it's only about to be 2020. Is it 26 25. Or 25? Is this 25 or 26?
25.
It's 25? 26. So it's about to be 26, so it had to be like 5 years.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I don't know when he started, just because it was back then. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know, like, how many.
Right.
I think he was starting. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's just crazy listening to that stuff and hearing people change up and grow and.
Yeah, you never know about the evolution of where things are going to go. So that's why it's always important to.
And then you run into the people when you see them. Like, I seen her on the podcast, and then we run into her, we get to see her at the Funny Stop, which is, you know.
Yeah, and it brings to a point where we saw, I met a funny comedian, beautiful spirited female that recently just started, and I said, I told her, hey, I heard a lot of good things about you. Keep doing what you're doing. And then, maybe a year or two, I'll circle back to you and ask you to be a guest on the podcast because, mm-hmm. I hear a lot of good things about you, but you got to put in some more work to get on here.
Yeah.
You know, not saying that we all this and all that, but we want people that's serious about this comedy thing, serious about whatever they're doing. Yeah. So basically, it's, and for everybody that wants to be on the show, this is what I want you to understand, and for everybody to understand, like, the people that we have on our show, we are fans of. Is that safe to say?
Friends and cool with. Yeah.
Well, I would say,
I guess I'm fans of my friends. I guess we're fans of cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say fans of most of our guests that we have on here.
Because we wouldn't have them on if we're not fans, because we watch your comedy and everything.
We mess with your comedy. In some way, shape, form, or fashion, we're fans of you and what you're doing. You know, and, you know, I don't know. I think we need to non-demonize the word fan.
Especially in this area. Sounds bad,
But it sounds like you're a groupie or something like that, but not really.
That's why I was trying. That's why I was like, friends, but no, they're fans.
Yeah, we're fans of them. I mean, because I had to come to grips, because it was like, okay,
If I'm in the crowd, I'm cheering them on. That's a fan.
Let me tell you, my eureka moment is like, okay, I had to come to grips that I like Go DJ.
Right.
I like a Millie.
Right.
I like Fireman. I like Lollipop.
Right.
I'm a Lil Wayne fan. I like, you know, like four or five more of his songs. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So I had to come to grips with that. I was like, okay, those songs go hard. I like those songs. I like Go DJ. I like Fireman.
Right.
I like, what was that song, Back That Thing Up? You know, he's on that track.
Yeah, he's on that. But you know, I'll tell you what, with the Hot Boys, he was the main one I liked when he flew.
That's what I'm saying. So if you couldn't wait to Lil Wayne's part verse, on the Hot Boys, verse,
yeah.
And then he came out with his own songs, it was like,
I couldn't wait for the album. Solo,
I'm a fan of Lil Wayne.
Big fan of Lil Wayne.
So it's like, all right, so you out here in the comedy field for whatever reason, it's like I mess with your comedy. I mean, because the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of comics in Cleveland that has not been on this show.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
And it doesn't necessarily mean we don't mess with them.
Yeah.
It could mean they don't mess with us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, as you can see, we could do the show without guests.
That's how it started. That's how it's gonna go. I mean, we like having guests because we mess with people and we like to have a platform for other people to let the world know who they are, what they're about, where they came from, why they got into comedy, what they like about comedy, everything.
Ultimately, we're intrigued by our guests. Like, oh, you know what?
What made you get into this?
I'm glad we met.
So now, how did you get here? How did we meet, basically?
How did we meet? How did you get here? What's your goals? Where you want to go? What was your plan with this comedy thing?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
It's surreal as hell, dude. Especially at this point in our lives, man. Think about our age, okay? When we started, all these new people in our lives that we're meeting because of one thing, comedy.
Comedy.
One common thing. And they're from all ages, all different groups, ethnicities, things like that. It's kind of cool. And then we have them here, the ones that, you know, we vibe with, and they get to tell their story to the world.
To the world.
You see what I'm saying? It's wild how this thing is working. We already know life. What is it? People think they know.
I don't know. We have no idea.
No clue.
You know,
that's why I said when I got older, the older I got, the more I realized nobody knows shit about none of this. They think they have theories, they have thoughts, but what?
Yeah, that's why I always say the older I get, the more I realize I don't know anything. For example, let me just put a perspective on somebody, you know, just so other people that feel like they know a lot, you know, really don't know much of anything. Let's just say, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. Let's just say I knew everything there was to know about Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
From the history to the entertainment to the architectural structure to the economic structure. Everything there is to know about Cleveland, Ohio. How things were built, where things were built at. All right. So on the map, Cleveland, Ohio is a very small place.
Very small place.
Now, if I knew everything there was to know about Cleveland that I just explained, it seems like I know a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a whole world out there.
Whole world.
That I know nothing about. Nope. But only thing my expertise is in Cleveland. So it's like, okay.
Dude, they found a spaceship underneath the pyramids.
Allegedly.
They're not calling it a spaceship, but it's 40-meter metallic object buried underneath the pyramids.
I mean, it's so many things.
That's half a football field, correct? Somewhere around there? I don't know about meters, but I heard it.
There's so many things in this world to discover. So many unexplored areas of Antarctica in the ocean. It's so many things.
But what is it, and why aren't they figuring it out, dude? That's wild as fuck.
I think they do figure it out.
Or they know and they just don't care. They're not rushing it. They're like, hush. Stop scanning shit you guys aren't supposed to see.
Or stop flying drones over places you shouldn't be flying drones.
Yeah, they don't want you to see nothing, boy. They want to hush. But look, somebody's building some shit. AI is already off the chain. Somebody's going to have an unedited version of AI where it can tell you things.
A cracked version of AI.
Look, man, wherever there's a limit, there's somebody that knows the limit and is going to go past it.
Yeah, so that's why you got to know the rules so you can break them.
We're going to have Terminator and Serpentor.
Cobra. La, 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 la. You never know. On that note, Jay, where can they find you, man?
Hiding. Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram, my friendly. Or you can look up his website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes, please hit the like, subscribe, notifications. Please tell everybody. We love you all. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. We already gonna, it's gonna be well past this when you've seen it. I hope you guys all had a great holiday. But, you know, peace out. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.